There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole when you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The guy is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
I joined this hour by someone who uplifts me when I'm in his presence. You'll never guess who it is. Actually, you will. You'll know it's Jeffrey Smith. How can I hide from Jeffrey Smith? My good buddy here at the Food and Thought event. Health Freedom event in Naples, Florida. We've stolen away. We're hidden from everybody for the moment, and I've got you.
Are you nervous?
I'm totally nervous. Whenever I start being interviewed by you, I just get nervous, like, hey, this guy's a professional. He knows how to interview.
Don't try this at home.
I got to up my game.
Awesome. Well, Jeffrey, it's so good to see you, as it always is. We've got a lot of updates on the GMO front, obviously.
Yes.
Something we cover from, well, literally, almost no show goes by where I can't touch on the issue. But to get right to the heart of it, we're seeing a lot of victories. We're also hopefully seeing a sophistication of where people are going to achieve the actual results, right? For a long time, we look, well, Congress is going to be the answer. The government's going to be the solution here.
I'm sure you were waving that flag. Yeah, let's get the government to bail us out.
Right.
Obama, please help us with GMOs. Well, first, let me assign Michael Taylor as the food czar at the FDA.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, Michael Taylor was Monsanto's former attorney, then in charge of FDA policy for GMOs, then became Monsanto's vice president. Now he's in charge of our food safety. So, no, we can't go to Obama. We can't go to the Congress because now they have the DARK Act, denying Americans the right to know.
Mm-hmm.
They want to pass a bill that makes it illegal to for states to require labeling, et cetera.
Yes. So, the DARK Act. I mean,
yes.
you can't name anything more beautiful than that, can you? We're just going to tell you where we're from.
Yeah. We're from the dark side. You know, Monsanto, in its quieter moments, the executives ask themselves, what would Darth Vader do?
I could hear.
Right, it's coming out.
And the thing is interesting, you know, obviously I have an investment in learning about government and the way it works, way it does, and all of that. One of the things we've seen is the movement of states' rights. And this is really a throwback to the anti-federalists, believe it or not, that say, we dominate the states, they have no rights whatsoever, we're not going to allow you to make these laws, even though the 10th Amendment says, well, we haven't been enumerated a power to prohibit you from that. So it's really a desperation play, in my opinion, that they're doing this.
Oh, yeah. What happens is let me lay the scenario. Monsanto is the big driver behind GMOs. They're one of six GMO companies. And their influence in Washington has been legendary. In fact, the big ag and biotech, according to someone who used to work at the FDA, is that the regulatory agencies have done everything that Big Ag has asked them to do and told them to do.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a revolving door between the two, and there's also a tremendous amount of influence. Even in the Obama administration, which turns out to have been worse than the Bush administration on the GMO issue, the USDA was considering to partially deregulate genetically modified alfalfa and got a call from the White House saying, oh, no, you fully deregulate it. Don't worry about the contamination.
Mm.
And according to one source, it was Bill Gates calling on his buddy Obama to push Vilsack, the USDA secretary, around.
Right.
Now, when there's so much power concentrated in Washington by the biotech industry, then you can think in terms of going to state governments. And then you can also think going below that to county governments. Now, counties have been banning GMOs in some cases, either through ballot initiative or through county ordinances. And when this was first introduced in Mendocino as Measure H, the biotech industry called it the H-bomb, because Mendocino did, in fact, ban the planting of GMOs in this California county. And so the biotech industry rushed to their friends in state governments and have now passed 14 state laws banning the ability for counties to ban GMOs. In other words, we're taking away your power because you voted for something we didn't want you to vote for. But now that states are also voting in labeling, like Vermont is voted for mandatory labeling, they're being sued by Monsanto and the grocery manufacturers. Connecticut and Maine have similar laws but are waiting for more states to pass in order for that to trigger to start. And there's ballot initiatives for labeling that have come and almost passed. Now the states are too radical, and so now they want the feds to preempt what the states are doing. If the feds end up doing the wrong thing, then they can go to international treaties.
They keep climbing up the charts, but each time it's closer to a global bureaucracy, not that any bureaucracy on a local level is, if anybody has ever been involved with it, gets things done that are really beneficial to any community, but taking it up to a global level, I mean, it should be a very frightening concept for a lot of the people that have, that want any semblance of freedom in their lives. Not just on the GMO issue, of course, you're learning and we're teaching at the same time how inefficient the methods are to centralize and achieve freedom or achieve something that local people want.
But you know, it's not just in this. Politics in general is unstable. I was flown to Poland by the Polish government to give a press conference with their Minister of Environment, praising their non-GMO policy. A week later, the government was voted out of office and to a pro-GMO country. I was educating the ministers in Thailand about the dangers of GMOs. They passed a field trial ban. A week later, it was a new government. They allowed field trials to go forward. It's not government where we're going to find the stable rejection of GMOs. We're going to find it actually in the marketplace. And this is demonstrated in Europe when there was a high-profile food safety scandal linking GMOs to serious health dangers in laboratory animals. The scientist was fired, gagged, etc. When his gag order was lifted by an order of parliament in the UK, then over 700 articles were written within 1 month alone, and within 10 weeks, the tipping point of consumer rejection was achieved in Europe. April 27th, 1999, Unilever said no more GMOs. Next day, Nestle's. Next week, virtually everyone else. That's kept GMOs out of Europe, even though the European Commission and their version of the FDA are pro-GMO. They are basically stocked with people like Michael Taylor, their European counterparts. They're trying to wave the banner of go GMO, but the consumers have said, we're not going to take them. And the reason is because the consumers are educated.
Right. The field test, if we talk about success, and that's what you're all about, achieving the goal, field test in the consumer realm, in the marketplace, is where it's actually occurred. And I want it, because we covered the GMO issue out of Maui, which was a big, you know, what a wonderful thing, right? And then suddenly now there was this move to, you know, stop this from happening. The voters could not have a say suddenly. And so we realized the best way that voters always have a say is in the economic marketplace.
Just so you know, Maui's not yet settled. We're supposed to hear from a judge this week. We don't know. But we already saw tipping points occur on the GMO issue in the United States in two places. Bovine growth hormone, genetically modified drug introduced by Monsanto to inject into dairy cows. By the way, I was told by a former scientist working at Monsanto that three of his colleagues found so much cancer-promoting hormone in the milk from treated cows, they refused to drink milk thereafter unless it was organic. One bought his own cow, but they still worked for the company that made it and sold it to the rest of the public. So we've been educating moms about the health dangers, etc., and there was a tipping point, 2006, 7, 8, kicked out of Walmart, Starbucks, Yoplait, Danone, and most American dairies. We've been educating people about the health dangers of GMOs, and the vanguard of that movement has been the health-conscious shopper. And so it's actually now kicked out of most natural food products. In fact, there was a specific tipping point day 2 years ago when Whole Foods president announced in a USA Today AP article that when a product becomes third-party verified as non-GMO, it increases sales by 15 to 30%. Who's not going to immediately jump on the bandwagon to get their product verified as non-GMO if they're selling in natural food stores.
Economic viability. And if you can make this so economically non-viable, it changes everything.
Absolutely.
And again, that's why I love talking to you, because it's not like you haven't been and seen and done and tried and attempted and supported, and we've been active in that. I, of course, have said that, you know, the government really isn't the way to go. They will follow ultimately when they're forced to. It's inevitable. But in the meantime, they're going to fight every effort that we've done on a local level, even on a federal level, on every level.
And let me give you two examples. One example of why, for example, state labeling might be a problem as the be-all and end-all for stopping GMOs, and another example of where we're actually at in terms of the tipping point. In terms of the states, if Vermont survives the challenge by Monsanto in the courts, or let's say another state comes up and passes a ballot initiative or another ordinance and is going forward with labeling, the FDA can at any time preempt states' rights.
Mm-hmm.
They did this with restaurant labeling. Menu labeling.
Mm-hmm.
19 states and local jurisdictions passed laws requiring certain things to be disclosed by restaurant chains, and the FDA came in and said, oh no, we don't want a patchwork of regulations, we're going to create a uniform standard, and they just shelved it and have done nothing.
Right.
So they can come in pretending to be the hero, and because the Obama administration is marching lockstep with Monsanto, they'll claim that they're going to come up with something, and they'll just let the Obama administration continue without actually doing anything. They'll say, oh, we have to do a stakeholder consultation.
Right.
Now, just to talk about how important the tipping point is, if the FDA preempts states' rights and eliminates labeling, then what happens is the negotiation table in Washington is really the decider, whether it's the government, the politics, or the stakeholders. Now, the stakeholders right now are consumers on one side, Monsanto and company, etc., on the other side, but the grocery manufacturers are lined up with the biotech industry saying, we don't want labeling. If we push a tipping point based on voluntary non-GMO labeling,
mm-hmm.
if we have these major companies eliminate GMOs, their objection to mandatory labeling will likely evaporate,
mm-hmm.
and they will join in the consumer thing, because actually there's some advantages to them at that point for mandatory labeling. And also, if there's a tipping point and they all get rid of GMOs, then the political power of Monsanto and company will also diminish. And so we may end up with national labeling, but as you say, following mm-hmm. consumers.
Yeah.
Now, to put it in perspective as to where we are, Robert, we have now the most important window of opportunity in the history of anti-GMO activism, and it's bizarre, but it's true, Cheerios and Grape Nuts.
Right. We're going to come back to Cheerios and Grape Nuts. We've got to take a break. You can stick around.
Yep.
Very special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. My good friend Jeffrey Smith will tell you how to link into where you can learn more. Of course, we always have them linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Thanks to Jeffrey for being here, and thanks to all of you for listening in and following up on what we're about to tell you. I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we continue a special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. This is taking place at Food and Thoughts Health Freedom Summit. And, well, anytime we get together, there's going to be health, there's going to be freedom with Jeffrey Smith. First of all, let's let everybody know where they can learn more. We have it linked up in the show notes, but those that are just listening in their cars, on their iPods and things like that, where do they go for further information? Be sure we're up to speed on that.
ResponsibleTechnology.org. We have an Institute for Responsible Technology. We have a five-year master plan to eliminate GMOs. In fact, we are raising money for that plan, and the plan does involve the tipping point that we've been talking about. We know exactly what to say, who to say it to, and how to say it. We just need the production costs and staff time, and we would like to deliver a non-GMO food supply. We also, for those that are convinced to avoid GMOs, check out the non-GMOshoppingguide.com, and that is our link to over 20,000 products that are verified as non-GMO, and it gives you tips and etc. And for those that want to convince your friends and family to avoid GMOs, the quickest conversion tool that we have is the film Genetic Roulette, The Gamble of Our Lives at geneticroulettemovie.com.
Yep.
So those are the things to look at: responsibletechnology.org, non-GMOshoppingguide.com, and geneticroulettemovie.com. And for those that want to get deeply involved, we have a speaker training online. We have a Tipping Point network with over 100 groups around the country that you can join with to do local education and advocacy, and lots of other materials, plus a free newsletter.
Okay, so now we come back to
Cheerios and grape nuts.
Yes.
Now, why am I talking about Cheerios and grape nuts? Some people left with a very furrowed brow and curious expression on their faces during that past break. Well, it turns out 50,000 posts on the Facebook page of Cheerios demanding non-GMO forced their hand into a defensive measure, saying, okay, our original Cheerios will be non-GMO, but we'll announce it on the side of the package that no one sees when they're walking by. We won't third-party verify it. We won't even define what we mean by non-GMO. But hey, guys, back off. Okay? That was the big step, but it was a little step. Mm-hmm. 10 days later, grape nuts. Front of the package, full color seal, non-GMO project verified, third party verified, the same seal that was driving a 15 to 30% increase in sales for products in Whole Foods.
Mm-hmm.
So these are test cases. Then comes Smart Balance, and I can't believe it's not butter, and Target Home Brands, all declaring non-GMO in 2014. What happens if they increase market share as a result of the non-GMO brag and boast?
Mm-hmm.
What happens is, Robert, is that we win. If they increase market share, the rest of the food industry says, oh, this is not a firewall issue behind the doors of Whole Foods. This is affecting our customers. Now, 40% of Americans now say they're avoiding or reducing GMOs. Everyone knows that people don't do what they say, but how active are they?
Mm-hmm.
That's up from 15% in 2007. 40% of Americans saying they're avoiding GMOs. If they actually see an opportunity at Walmart, at Safeway, to choose between a GMO and a non-GMO, that could tip the scales.
Right.
Now, ideally, it would have been, for example, one type of cornflakes versus another. Post grape nuts is a little bit different than other things, but nonetheless,
mm-hmm.
it may be that in 100 years, they look back and say, what saved the genetic integrity of all living beings and all future generations? Sales of grape nuts at Walmart.
Well, and we'd step back from a business cap model. The shareholders, because these are
right.
multinational corporations. They have shareholders. Suddenly you've got a product that went non-GMO and its sales increased 15, 20, 30%. How do they answer to their shareholders by saying, we don't need to do more of that? Right.
Right. So that's part of our master plan, to educate the capital markets, the shareholders, not only about the movement of the marketplace, but also about the intense health risks that their products actually have. And so there's great liability that they're not paying attention to.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't hide behind the FDA because the FDA does not approve any GMOs.
Mm-hmm.
The FDA allows the biotech industry to determine if their foods are safe. And so there is a rather large liability right now. And if we turn to the health dangers, which is the motivator to get people to avoid GMOs,
yeah.
and I hope we'll do that,
yes.
then you'll realize, oh my God, these GMOs may be one of the most important and dangerous influences in our health in history.
Mm-hmm. Now, in Europe, where they had successes, if you will, holding off the GMOs, getting them out, have those companies gone bankrupt there? Those very same companies are
Oh, you mean like Nestle's and Unilever,
right,
and McDonald's
exactly.
and
yeah.
Burger King and all that? No, they actually didn't raise prices. They had to label it. They didn't raise prices, and there's just simply reformulating. Their formulation over there is non-GMO. Their formulation over here is typically GMO.
So what are they going to fall back on if the whole meme of we're trying to feed the world with GMOs is not even on the minds of consumers here? It doesn't even seem to be an issue.
Well, the whole feed the world, just let me make this absolutely clear. It is a lie. It is a lie. It is completely false.
Perfect place to break here. And when we come back, we'll talk with Jeffrey one more segment.
We got to talk about the apple.
The apple. And of course,
and the mosquito.
Mosquito and the health dangers.
And the health dangers.
We haven't really gotten into that.
Oh, yeah, big time.
Intensely. So stick around. Jeffrey Smith is here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're grateful for all that he's doing, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. It's built in ferro rod, strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Again, that's FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalLighter.com today.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people.
Like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, remember the websites are linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, responsibletechnology.org. We talked about geneticroulettemovie.com. We've done Great Nuts. We've done Cheerios. We've talked about the politics. We've talked about the economics, the marketplace, what's succeeding, what isn't. Rounding this out, the claim that this will feed the world, GMOs, is an absolute lie. We want to get into health issues, but you mentioned apples and mosquitoes. In one breath, separate issues, how do we look at the apples and mosquito scenario?
New threats. The apple, the genetically modified Botox apple, the one that does not brown, genetically engineered to silence the genes that brown apples, has been approved by our USDA. Now, I'm going to tell you that this uses a technology that may be worse than any of the other GMOs. It uses a technology that uses RNA interference, specifically double-stranded RNA, and these little pieces of RNA, just 22 nucleotides long, can hook up with all sorts of different genes and change their levels of expression. And we didn't know that RNA played a role like this. We used to think that RNA was just a way station between DNA and protein. So DNA genes create RNA, create proteins, they fold up, they end up as enzymes, etc. And no one paid attention to the RNA. Now the RNA turns out to be a major regulatory mechanism. In other words, in the presence of RNA, DNA is told what to do. In very many cases. So here's the issue. We are babes in the woods. We have no idea if eating this apple will mess up and re-regulate our DNA. And it's very, very possible. Because it's such a small number of nucleotides, it's 22, it can fit in to different places along the 2 billion base pairs of our DNA and switch on, switch off, or change the regulatory process of, who knows, cancer genes, allergen genes, toxin genes, viral capacities, all sorts of things. Now, to put this in perspective, Robert, they fed double-stranded RNA that was supposed to be completely harmless and have no effect to honeybees. And it changed the expression of a lot of the genes in the genome. I'm going to tell you how many genes were changed. Nearly 1,400. Nearly 10% of the genome of honeybees was altered in its expression when they were fed double-stranded RNA.
Was this in the process of trying to get quote-unquote approval?
No, this had nothing. It wasn't the double-stranded RNA from
the apple. Okay.
It was from a green fluorescent protein, and they decided to use that because it's not part of the genome of the mosquito, so they figured it'd have no effect.
Okay.
So in their wisdom / ignorance, they figured because the RNA is unrelated to that species, it shouldn't have a problem.
Okay, we're talking the honeybee now?
The honeybee.
Okay, all right. I want to make sure we're on the same
page. So now, if you look at the so-called Botox apple, the Arctic apple, avoid at all costs, should be on the market in 2 years unless we tip the market, and we hope to.
Yeah.
Then, if you eat that RNA, it might actually reprogram our DNA. It might reprogram animals. It might reprogram children who are eat a lot of apples, applesauce, apple juice, and they never actually test for these things. The EPA looked at this RNA functioning, not for the apple, but generically, and said, this is so serious. There are such incredible risks associated with RNA interference that we have to rethink our entire risk assessment because we have no way currently to protect the public or the environment. But the USDA ignored entirely the EPA's committee findings and said, double-stranded RNA, we don't see a problem. Bring it on.
Wow. Now, it does bring to light an apple scare years ago, the Alar apple scare, right?
Yeah.
This went to the heart of moms, right? You said feeding their kids applesauce. Whether they determined it was a legitimate issue or not, just the image of a pesticide-laden apples was something that shocked and horrified parents that were not necessarily organic earth muffins, right? And so I'm thinking this, tackling the apple, as American as apple, hot dogs, apple, you know, that kind of thing. Now you're going to a place where I think we can succeed on this one, because this has already been shown to be scary when you're left with apples.
Totally.
So I have a good feeling that we'll be able to battle this back, but at the same time, it is shocking, but not at the same time. USDA goes, go, bring it on.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Totally.
Yeah.
Now, the South Florida Mosquito Control Board wants to introduce mosquitoes. We did cover that.
We did. We were down in
year,
Florida.
A year ago. Yeah. But let's just revisit it because the FDA is about to decide on it, according to some reports. And they're about to decide whether to tell the South Florida Mosquito Control Board, bring it on, release millions of genetically modified mosquitoes. Now, these mosquitoes are designed to supposedly create sterile offspring. They're male, mostly male mosquitoes. They mate with the female mosquitoes of a certain variety, Aedes aegypti, that carry dengue fever, and they create supposedly sterile offspring to reduce the population. They've been released in 4 countries, and a lot of have been released in this one city in Brazil, which ended up having more dengue fever. And they said, oh, no, it's not our problem. We need to release even more mosquitoes. So don't ask me why all of a sudden there's more dengue fever in the same town that they're releasing millions of mosquitoes.
Which would alert anybody with a mind.
Yeah, hello, what's up with that? So then I was talking to Oxitec, the company that makes the mosquitoes, their representative in Key West, where they want to do the release, actually Key Haven. And I said, you know, when you put a gene in a in a genome, it produces a protein. Is it being produced in the saliva, which is what gets into our bloodstream?
Yeah, when they get your blood, they give you a little saliva. That's what itches, causes the swelling.
And he said, well, we're now checking to see if the protein is produced in the saliva. And I'm thinking they've released tens of millions of mosquitoes in four countries already, and now they're checking.
Wow.
And so I give this guy a little bit of science lesson. I say, you know, in a human gene, they put a single inserted gene in there and expected no change, and they found up to 5% of the naturally functioning genes in the human DNA changed its levels of expression simply because a new gene was sitting alongside it. Doesn't it make sense to test all of the saliva, all of the aspects of it, compared to the natural, to see if you're making changes that are unpredictable? And he goes, that's a good idea. These are the people we are trusting the gene pool of all future generations.
I hope you sent them a bill. I mean, they didn't consult Jeffrey. They should have.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
absolutely
yeah.
Astonishing. Now, you know, in Florida, we keep hearing they're attempting to release. We've delayed them a little bit, pushed back a little bit. Does it look like they'll inevitably release them at this point?
It's hard to say. There's some pushback now in Key Haven. I just read an article yesterday, so that the 400 and something residents or homes in Key Haven where they want to release it, they're starting to stir the pot. They went around and sort of misinformed the population, saying there's no risk, and now some people are realizing, in fact, there is a risk. So hopefully there'll be local pushback, and we cannot trust the FDA to do anything that would possibly, you know, get in the way of their cozy relationship with the biotech industry.
Mm.
And speaking of the FDA, I think we want to make sure everyone realizes that the FDA has been lying about GMOs, and we caught them lying. It's fraud. They said in their policy in 1992 that they weren't aware of any information showing that GMOs were significantly different. And on that basis, no testing was necessary, no labeling was necessary. Monsanto, who told us that Agent Orange was safe and got that wrong, and DDT and PCBs were safe and got that far wrong, they're in charge of determining if GMOs are safe. Now, that basis that they weren't aware of dangers or differences was a lie. We didn't know it at the time, but 7 years later, there was a release of FDA documents made public from a lawsuit that showed that the overwhelming consensus among the scientists working at the FDA was exactly the opposite. The GMOs were different and dangerous and could lead to allergens, toxins, diseases, etc. And now those scientists have been vindicated. We see animal feeding studies, as the American Academy of Environmental Medicine did, saying, look, these animals fed GMOs, having gastrointestinal problems, organ damage, immune system problems, reproductive problems, accelerated aging. No one should be eating GMOs. Every doctor should prescribe non-GMO diets to every patient. Thousands of doctors are doing that. We hear from the doctors. We hear from the patients. We hear from consumers. When they get rid of GMOs, they get better in gastrointestinal, immune, reproductive, organ damage, accelerated aging. The same things that are afflicting the lab animals fed GMOs. We hear from farmers, livestock, switch from GM seed or feed to non-GM feed. They also get better from the same categories of diseases, gastrointestinal, etc. We look at the rising disease rates in the United States. You correlate them with the introduction of GMOs.
Mm-hmm.
You see the slope of that increase of GMOs and the slope of that increase in autism and diabetes and deaths from senile dementia, stroke, Alzheimer's, etc.
There was recently, which school was it, MIT, a professor that claimed by 2025 one in two children in America will be diagnosed somewhere in the autism spectrum.
Well, that MIT professor was just quoting someone else,
okay.
And Stephanie Seneff is her name, and
yes.
I'll give you an example. She and I were speaking at MIT, and someone from the audience, and typical response, you just happened to mention MIT, stood up and said, my 6.5-year-old was violent and out of control. They wanted to kick him out of school. They wanted to call him retarded. I saw your film, Genetic Roulette, The Gamble of Our Lives, changed his diet. A week later, his behavior changed completely. A month later, I had a new son. This is what we are hearing. I've heard this from thousands of people. Now, the issue is this. We don't know exactly how much of these disease increases are GMO-related, but we do understand things that might create those diseases that are found in GMOs. And the MIT professor is one example. She did research on Roundup. Most GMOs are sprayed with Roundup. They're Roundup ready. They're designed not to die when sprayed with Monsanto's herbicide so they can weed easier, just spray over the top of the crops. So she had actually understood in her research what physiological changes occurred in autism and why that translates into certain cognitive issues, and could completely understand that mechanics. But she couldn't figure out what was changed in the environment to cause so much increase in autism until she went to a lecture on Roundup by Dr. Huber from Purdue and realized that Roundup had all of the ingredients she was looking for. It did all of those things. It was a chelator, so it deprived certain minerals from the body. It was an antibiotic, so it killed off the beneficial gut bacteria. It damaged the walls of the intestines. It damaged the microvilli. Mm-hmm. It suppressed digestive enzymes. It could cause all sorts of negative bacteria overgrowth. It's a hormone disruptor, an endocrine disruptor. It's linked to cancer, linked to Parkinson's, etc. But all of that put together, that was the aha moment for her.
Mm-hmm.
And she then worked with another scientist evaluating the chemical properties and physiological changes that come as a result of ingestion of Roundup.
Do you have 5 minutes left in your voice? We have one more segment to wrap up the hour, and it's only 5 minutes.
I think we can do that.
We can do that. Jeffrey Smith, my good friend, I love you dearly. We're going to talk more about the GMOs, the health issues. Again, a call to action. Be listening what you can do to make the difference. And you do have a lot more power than you realize. Right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we just remind you of it. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. And I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Robots. And the best part is, I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website, foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, we're going to get to what you can do if you don't already know. If you haven't already figured it out, Jeffrey Smith here. The links are up in the show notes. Once again, responsibletechnology.org. Check out geneticroulettemovie.com. The overview, what else could go wrong? Has it all gone wrong enough for this to change? Do we have to have more disasters? What's happening next?
Well, it's really, I mean, we talked about one cause. It could explain why so many things are going wrong with those that consume GMOs. Another is the BT toxin, the toxin that's produced by corn that breaks open little holes in the stomach of insects to kill them. It's an insecticide. It now is known to break open little holes in human cells. It ends up in the blood. It ends up in the unborn fetuses of pregnant women. It's toxic to the blood. It's toxic or allergenic, and it's got a lot of properties we don't want, and it might actually be being produced by our own gut bacteria if the gene that produces the toxin transfers from, say, corn chips into that gut bacteria. Mm-hmm. There's evidence that such transfer does occur with GMOs, but we don't know if it's ever occurred with corn because they stopped the research as soon as they found out because they didn't want to know.
But it's a reasonable concern or question.
Oh, yeah. Turning our intestinal flora into living pesticide factories is absolutely scientifically valid speculation and never been evaluated by any scientist or regulatory agency. And yet, scientists and doctors come to me and said, what's going on with the gastrointestinal tract of our patients since GMOs were introduced? PET, by the way, pets also have been found to have dramatic increases in health when switched to non-GMO diets. And Roundup is now sprayed not just on Roundup-ready crops, but also as a ripening agent on more than 100 fruits, vegetables, and grains and beans. And so if you want to avoid Roundup, don't just avoid GMOs. Switch to organic.
Mm-hmm. Go organic, which is, you know, I did it before I knew anything about a GMO, but it was my own health that motivated me. Mm-hmm. And I think as we talk about these issues, and of course I lecture on the gut everywhere, I bring this up and suddenly it is a shocking realization moment of, oh my gosh, my kids eat these corn chips all the time. I thought they were good. It's corn, right? And so if it's going to motivate you for your kids, let the kids lead us then. I'm happy to do that. Don't do this to your kids. So we keep uncovering under every GMO rock more devastating, frightening issues, things. We've covered a little bit this hour, a lot, in fact, about ways to make this better, ways to make the shift, ways to hit that tipping point and maybe accelerate the tipping point. What can we leave the listeners with in the last few minutes of this special?
Well, I actually have been traveling on the road for 12 years, 9 months last year, to give you an idea. Mm-hmm. And I've lectured in more than 40 countries, and I see the results in audiences when they learn the truth and they want to stop eating GMOs. And that is, we've had a lot of impact on this tipping point that's unfolding. And I can say with, as I said, mentioned earlier, we are very confident that we know exactly what to say to convince someone to avoid GMOs with more vigilance, and who to say it to, like moms and pet owners and sick people and doctors. And we know exactly how to say it. Moms talk to moms. Sick people and doctors talk to sick people. It's very, very easy. It's not rocket science. Well, we say it's not rocket surgery.
yes.
It's very easy, but it just takes a budget. And we have created a 5-year plan. We've shown it to experts who've put together campaigns in all sorts of sizes, and they say, yeah, absolutely, it can work. And we're just now raising money to make that happen. And you can go to responsibletechnology.org to make a donation. And I want to leave with a bigger picture. We've been talking about the health dangers, but we haven't talked about the environment. All right, I know we mentioned mosquitoes, but let's talk about the big picture here.
Mm-hmm.
Monsanto's stated goal was to genetically engineer 100% of all commercial seeds in the world and patent them. That has only increased. The biotech industry now wants to genetically engineer the insects, the trees, the grass, the algae, the bacteria, the funguses, basically replace nature, eliminate the products of the billions of years of evolution, and replace it with designer organisms designed for greater profit and control. The entire bedrock of nature is up for grabs right now, and unless we stop it, there is no going back.
Mm-hmm.
There is no reversal. So this is absolutely critical for all future generations and all living beings. And it's weird that it may come down to, as I said, sales of grape nuts at Walmart. But that's the kind of leverage
yeah.
that we have right now. We're on the verge of the tipping point. We need to kick it over.
All right. ResponsibleTechnology.org. Please make a donation if you can volunteer in any way, shape, or form to make that tipping point so we all don't go fall down and go boom. That's what they say.
That's the word.
Then we don't get back up.
That's
not
the technical
from this
one.
All right, Jeffrey Smith, my good friend, thank you for all that you do.
Thank you, Robert Scott Bell.
I am humbled to be in your presence. You know that.
You're awesome. Every one of your listeners knows that.
The awesomeness, it just keeps going from Jeffrey Smith. Thank you, my friend. The power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.